This is the 6-beat, 6-piece scripture story. This is the overarching rescue plan story. This is part 3 of the better story. Moving on from the origin at the beginning, from the freedom that was found from God liberating Israel from Egypt, then they camped on the sand. Next we camp at exile, but first, promised land. With milk and honey on demand, Joshua leads and Israel arrive. He picks judges to govern so Israel can thrive, but cycles of rebellion leads to Israel's demise. Peace turns to judgment, turns to savior, turns to peace. But the wheel keeps on turning as the ancestor's sin repeats. Then Israel's back on track as peace enters back in. David wears the crown with the Almighty's back in. Man after God's heart, a singer of praise accompanied by harp. A glimmer of peace, present from past, a pointer to the kingdom that will forever last. Then son Solomon asks for wisdom, and guess what? He gets it. Builds a temple, speaks proverbs, but then he forgets it. Just goes to show. If you've got all things and do what you please, it doesn't buy you happiness or bring you true peace. And the kings that come after, well, that's a disaster. Jerusalem's conquered, the people taken captive, evicted from the promised land, God's people departed, and so heavy-hearted. Israel grieves and vents. In this foreign land, the exiles lament, broken by the rivers of Babylon. Why doesn't God talk back? Why does it feel like my prayer messages bounce back? And though Daniel's tracked to Babylon, he's not wandered off track. He's praying to God despite society's pushback and naps with lions. No pride in his heart, though he's fully grieving Zion, Jerusalem, home. And though 70 years pass, God brings them back home. The temple ruins get erected. The walls get built. Jerusalem's protected. But Israel's still affected. They unpack their suitcases and their questions. Why doesn't God talk back? Why does it feel like my prayer messages bounce back? And the truth is that, just like Israel were exiles, they were never excommunicated. Though they were homesick, they were never homeless in God's heart. Cause he's the one true God, the great thou art, who deeply cares, who's richly there, who hears our prayers in the midst of the pain. He's present in the storms and pours out peace in the rain.